Jacob Busseneau's new attitude and the efforts he's made to change helped convince a judge to give the 34-year-old a chance to turn his life around. The Crown was seeking time behind bars for his latest crimes, which repeatedly involved catalytic converters, after he was convicted of 4 offenses last week. But after hearing from the defense and the accused, Ontario Court Justice Romuald Kwolek decided a 9-month house arrest sentence was appropriate. Busseneau pleaded guilty to theft, possession of break-in instruments, and 2 counts of breaching probation. The court heard city police responded to a call about a suspicious person at Mr. Transmission on May 2, 2022. It was 4:40 a.m. and the caller could hear a loud grinding noise coming from under a vehicle at the Pym Street business, prosecutor Andrew Allen said. Officers spotted a man running away, and when they nabbed him the cops found he had 2 catalytic converters in a bag, as well as a saw and pliers. Busseneau breached his probation by having these items. Pointing to her client's significantly positive pre-sentence report, defense lawyer Jessica Belisle said he has made a substantial effort, working towards a change that is rare for an individual like this. He's been fighting a significant addiction since 2016 and is remorseful for his actions. Busseneau also suffers from mental health issues and has been working with the John Howard Society for a year. He has taken steps to consistently address the issues that bring him before the court. Kwolek heard he has attended treatment and has a job with a marine service company. He is 34 and this is the first time since he was 12 that he's been living a sober life, Belisle said. He's been clean for several months, has a supportive probation officer, and is prepared to listen to court orders. The defense agreed with the Crown that 6 to 9 months custody is the appropriate sentence. She asked Kwolek to impose a 6-month conditional sentence, which her client would serve in the community, rather than time behind bars. The Crown argued this is completely inappropriate in these circumstances. Busseneau has a record replete with breaches of court orders, including 14 for violating probation. How can the court have any confidence that he will follow the sentence order? Allen asked. At the time of these offenses, the accused was not to possess any catalytic converters and he was out in the middle of the night stealing them, noted the Crown. His last sentence was 217 days jail and he wasn't considered suitable for community supervision at that time, the assistant Crown attorney said. Busseneau told the judge he's definitely changed and has been doing pretty good for 15 months. I have a totally different outlook. I feel positive for the future. When he imposed the 9-month conditional sentence, Kwolek told him, I want you to continue what you are doing. Noting Busseneau appears to be turning his life around, the judge reminded the offender, you were in jail for a significant time, when I last sentenced you. The court has heard there's been a significant shift in your attitude, and you are now considered appropriate for a conditional sentence order. During the first 6 months of the sentence, Busseneau will be confined to his residences. He can only leave for employment, medical emergencies and appointments, and to obtain the necessities of life on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. During the last 3 months, he will have a 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew. Busseneau must stay away from Mr. Transmission and take any recommended counseling. He can't have any alcohol, drugs, weapons or break and enter implements. Once he completes his custodial sentence, he will be on probation for 2 years with conditions that include no weapons, taking counseling and rehabilitative programs for substance abuse and mental health issues. As well, he must continue to stay away from the Pym Street business and is not to possess any catalytic converters.